the death sentence is being imposed in Saudi Arabia, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan for homosexuality. And in the Pew research results, polling results, there is a overwhelming majority of people that support draconian measures against the gay community in these countries. That translates into a number of the mosques and the way imams are communicating the ideology in the United States. Omar was apparently, you know, angered because he's reported to have seen, you know, men kissing, and he had his child with him, and he was very upset about that. Whether that was the triggering thing or not, we don't know. We will never know. But there is a cultural, religious dynamic here that plays into it, and we're putting our head in the sand like an ostrich if we don't recognize that there is that dynamic. And that's where we need groups like CARE and community organizers in the
CARE
Islamic—
CARE is the Council for American Islamic Relations.
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And what we need is a community effort to address openness, this idea of reporting and suppressing these extremist views, and, you know, isolating and negating the influence of imams that are promoting hate.
But Derek, the imams came out immediately in Orlando and across the country condemning this in the strongest terms. I mean, there's no way that they are promoting something like this to happen.
But there are the sermons. There are the recordings out there. The Baltimore Mosque, the one in right here in Orlando where Omar went, those things are on YouTube, and the transcripts are out for people to read. Now, that is a very small perspective, because most overwhelmingly, and this is about building a community and a bridge, and understanding where these pockets of extremism, whether it's right-wing extremism, anti-abortion extremism, wherever it is, we need to come together to fight it.
And let me say this, that's the nail right there. I mean, he just hit the nail on the head. When we're talking about radicalization and extremism, that is a major tool that ISIS and others that are anti-U.S., that are anti-Western civilization, have been utilizing and continue to utilize in the most effective ways. We have children being radicalized online by ISIS in great numbers, to the point that the FBI last year put out a free link website that's called Don't Be a Puppet, and it deals with trying to counter extremism and radicalization, and trying to teach that not only to our children but also to our community leaders, our teachers, because, as Derek just mentioned, we have to come together and fight that. And that is extremism, radicalization. That is the dynamic and the platform that ISIS is using very effectively to radicalize our youth, to brainwash our youth. And we have had, even in Florida, we've had young men and women approached to the point that one individual was not only identified, groomed, radicalized, but was actually mobilized against his family. And we're talking a 16-year-old. Then it was and knew nothing of Islam, knew nothing of ISIS, was an average American white male living in that type of middle-class family, both professional parents and good kid in school. He was radicalized through access on the Internet.